Welcome to a time of refreshing, a radio broadcast from the Light Church in Four Corners, Louisiana, where Prophet Jules Anderson III serves as pastor. Join us Sundays at noon for worship at our sanctuary, 120 Rosa Lane. We begin each week with Ministry Mondays. The first Monday of each month, we set aside for ladies. Youth, we set aside the second Monday of every month. Our Iron Men Group fellowships on the third Monday of every month. And on the fourth Monday of every month, we set that aside for spiritual development. Also, join us every Tuesday for a healing and deliverance service at 7 p.m. And now, it's time for the Word. Here is Prophet Jules Anderson III with today's message, which is already in progress.
God has been upgrading you. Upgrades take time. Upgrades take patience. Upgrades take time. Upgrades take patience. So I'll say to you, like many of the upgrades tell me when they start happening, don't exit out of the page. Don't turn the page. Don't exit the page. Don't try to do something else. Don't wait until the upgrade happens and it is complete, because when the upgrade happens and the upgrade is complete, you'll have access to more than what you've been trying to get to. You ever been trying to upgrade your phone, but you needed to check a text message? You ever had to sit in front of a computer before and they tell you during the upgrade, don't move from this page? When there's a download happening, they'll tell you, don't exit this page until the download is complete. And that's what God is saying to about 10 of us in this place today. Amen. I know you've been getting frustrated, and I know it seemed like it's taking longer than it should, but tell your neighbor, say, don't turn the page. Yeah. Don't exit the screen. Don't turn the screen off. Don't take a break. Don't feel like you're going to be able to come back to it later, because you don't want to interrupt what God is doing in your life in this season. And don't be distracted by what may come while the upgrade is there, is happening, because what happens in our lives is that while God begins to upgrade us, there are different things that come to try to distract us and cause us to settle, because we don't want to be patient and wait. You know how many people have missed out on the husband that God wanted them because they settled? How many people have missed out on the woman that God wanted for them because they got tired of waiting, and they got tired of being patient? So instead of waiting and being patient, they got caught up with a Jezebel, and now you stuck for 18 years, say 18 years, and she got one of your... Stuff like that happens when we become impatient and we don't want to wait on God to complete what it is that he has already planned and prepared for us. Upgrades don't come from us. They get handed down to us. I wish I had some help up in here. The bugs are worked out with Apple. Apple deals with, amen, all of the kinks. Apple deals with, amen, all of the extra stuff. Amen. And then once the upgrade is completed, then it's handed down to us. So all we have to do is wait for the new version to happen. But because we get impatient, because we get tired of waiting, and many of us get tired of waiting because we don't trust God enough. Yeah. They've seen and they've heard about your struggles. They talked about that failure in their group texts, and they know what side of the tracks you grew up on. They saw all of that. But what God was doing was building your character and creating a courage in you to face the giants that's going to set the stage for the new version of you. Understand something, that if David had not faced Goliath, we would not know him to be a giant slayer. So don't be afraid when God calls you, amen, to face giants, because you got to realize that that giant is simply the stage that God is setting for your new version to be presented. Because without a stage, amen, without a table before you, amen, there won't be. The Bible says he prepares what? A table before us in the presence of our enemies. Yeah, we want the table, but we don't want to have the enemies not realizing that the table is there so your enemies can see how God will bless you. Amen. When they try to curse you, he sets the table before you in the presence of your enemies to let your enemies know that he is God and you are his. Amen. And that no weapon formed against you is what going to prosper. God's setting the stage for you. You got to understand that it took courage and it took grace for many of us to go through what we went through and still be able to love God, still be able to love people, having to love through shame and having to love through embarrassment. And because you held up through the storm, people will know that you've been with God. Nasty attitudes don't tell of his goodness. Horrible dispositions don't tell of his goodness. When I see Christians with bad attitudes, I realize that you ain't got God like you should. Oh, it's just one of them days. No, you saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. You got the Holy Spirit in you. Get yourself together. Oh, that's just the way it is. No, get it together. Tell your neighbor, say, get it together. Get it together. Nobody got a better than women. It's that time of the month. I just feel a certain type of way. What's more powerful, the Holy Ghost or your time? Romans 8:29 says this. Look what Romans 8:29 says. It says, for whom he foreknew, He also foreordained to be conformed to what? The image of his son, that he might be the firstborn of many brethren. Understand this, that because you're a believer, you're destined to change. Because of who God has called you to, you are destined to change. Romans 8:29 says, for whom he foreknew, he also beforehand ordained for them to be what? Conformed, which simply means to be changed to what? The image of his son. This new version of you don't even look like you. This new version of you won't even sound like you. I'll never forget one of my members, family members came to me and it was like, oh, Pastor, I know it's God back there at Israelite. I said, well, what you talking about? I wasn't going to call her name, but since she laughed, Keisha. They said, yeah, God really doing something back there at Israelite. He said, because my cousin Keisha got confronted with something the other day. And Pastor, the woman I knew, they say, Pastor, the woman I grew up with have came out the bag on him. The woman I grew up with would have cussed him out, lowered the dog, and been ready to fight and everything else. He said, but because I know God doing something in her life, Pastor, she didn't respond the way that she used to. I'm talking about when a new version of you is being presented, you won't have to go around and toot your own horn talking about God's been working on me. No, somebody else will be able to testify of what God is doing in your life. Why? Because it'll be evident. It'll be evident how? By what comes out of you. Was what came out of James and Peter that allowed the people to know that, yeah, they've been with God. They've been with Jesus. Why? Because they sound like him. They've been with Jesus. Why? Because they're moving like he moved. They've been with Jesus because the representation of who he is who they are now. And so when things begin to change in us, people around us are given the ability to see what God is doing in our lives. Why? Because we've been destined to change. For whom he foreknew beforehand, he ordained it for us to be conformed to what? The image of his son. Not the image of this world. the image of his son, not the image of his world, the image of his son. The character, the life, the words, the verbiage, how he talks, how he acts, how he responds to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn amongst many brethren. Verse number 30 says, in whom he foreordained, them he did what? Also called. And whom he called, he also what? Justified. And whom he justified, them he also will what? Go up. When God begins to put his hand on you, amen, your whole life begins to line up with the fact that God has anointed you for this season. Amen. Because God's anointing is not just for the church, but it's for the car lot. God's anointing is not just for the car lot, amen, but it's for Cleco too. God's anointing, amen, is not just for the church, amen, but it's for you to go out into the world, amen, and have what God says that you can have. Go get what God says you can go get. Why? Because his anointing is upon me. His hand is upon me. His favor is upon me. And it's not just for the church, but it's also for the market. And many of us can't experience what God has called for us to have because we've limited what we have to the church. We limit what we have to this place that it is four walls where God says, nah, I want to be the same God to you on your job. That when weapons form, you can cast those things out. I want to be the same God to you at the family reunion so that when them ones that you know was talking about you come smiling in your face, you don't retaliate, but you show them who I am, and I am love. And because I am love, you got to show them love. Many of us have to understand that because God has given a new version of us, that's why the rest of your life is glitching. Y'all know what I'm talking about. When a new cell phone comes out, what start happening to your old device? It start tripping. Some of y'all have been trying to hold on to an iPhone 6 since. Screen cracked and everything else. You got to stand on top of your head to get a text message. But refuse to sacrifice to get what it is that you need. It's the same thing in our spiritual lives. A lot of us are experiencing the glitches of old software because you don't want to upgrade. Because you don't want to allow God to stretch you beyond where you are. So when new upgrades come out, there are glitches in the old software. And that's many of our lives right now. There's a new version of what God wants you to call life. But because you're refusing the upgrade, you keep experiencing glitches and craziness because it's time for you to embrace the new version of you that he's been making and molding through these times. Yeah, God wants to upgrade you, but you want to stay where you are. And so because you want to stay where you are, you keep on experiencing the same problems. You keep on experiencing the same issues, the same tribulation, the same money problems. Why? Because you don't want to do things God's way. You keep on having to live a life that includes robbing Peter to pay Paul. Why? Because you don't want to embrace what God is calling you to and let go of what God is calling you away from.
You've been listening to A Time of Refreshing with Pastor Jules Anderson III, Shepherd of the Light Church in Four Corners, Louisiana. Please join us Mondays through Thursdays at 10:30 a.m. right here on KBZE 105.9 FM. Also, look for a copy of this message on the KBZE Facebook pages. Have a great day in the Lord.